I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Organic versus conventional produce, again, another controversial topic. And I have mixed emotions about this. On one side, you have people who believe that we should only be eating organic for both health and environmental reasons. On the other side, you have conventional produce advocates saying, well, there's no benefit of organic produce that's evidence-based, nor evidence that it's any better for the environment. And actually, to feed a growing population, we are going to have to rely on GMO and other methods of industrial agriculture. I have mixed emotions, like I said, about this. There is a growing body of evidence to suggest that organic produce may be better for us from the perspective of the environment, from the perspective of better nutrient profile of the food itself, and also from the perspective of lessening environmental pollution that has other indirect effects on human health and environmental health as well. The way I approach the topic of conventional versus organic is looking at priorities. What is my priority when it comes at a population level? Is it to get more people eating organic, or is it to increase fruit and vegetable consumption by any means necessary? And actually, it's more of the latter, because the attributes of what makes fruit and vegetables so healthy for us are the nutrient profile, the phytonutrients, the different micronutrients that we find in plants. And those inherently have a lot more benefits than could be said of organic versus conventional. So in terms of priority, my priority is to get more plants on people's plates. A secondary viewpoint for me would be to actually go organic. I believe that with our pounds or dollars and with our forks, we have the ability to vote for the food landscape that we want to see and we want to build. And right now, the only prohibition to that is cost and the fact that organic produce is so costly. But if more of the population were to choose organic, that would A, drive the price down, and B, there is growing evidence to suggest that organic produce is less of a burden on the environment. Now, there are lots of different loopholes, particularly in different countries, where you can still label a product as organic and it can still have a certain amount of agricultural petrochemicals used in the process, which I believe is wholly wrong. However, across the board, it is more likely than not you're going to be having a better impact on the environment by choosing organic. It doesn't necessarily mean it's had less miles, it's had less food miles, or it's been less intensive to create. However, the benefits of organic tend to outweigh conventional produce at an agricultural production level. So would should you choose organic versus conventional? It's really up to you. Like I said, in terms of the grander picture, it's more about getting a plant-focused diet with less reliance on animal products. And I think a secondary objective would be to go organic. But I think that's going to take a lot of effort from both governmental systems, agricultural systems, and a collective will to choose an organic landscape. I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.